You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Oh, hey, this mitzvah had almost nothing to do with Zohar. It was almost a Minchas Chinuch going off on his own about Boel Nida. And the concept that there is a pasuk in the Torah that it says, Beferish in the Torah, that if a man is Boel Nida, has relations with the Nida, V'tihi Nida Sa'olov. The pasuk says the Tumas Nida should be on him. The Chiddush is that it's not just Tumas Maga. Because normal Tumas Maga is that a Nida is an Avatuma. One of the Avatuma listed in the Mishnah Kelim is a Nida. So if someone touches a Nida, be it a man or woman, anybody, they can track Tuma as a Rishon Tuma, which gives them Tumas Erev. I mean, they have to go to the mikveh and later that day, at the evening, they become Tahar. However, Boel Nida is different. Even in the last stages of the Nida herself, even if the Nida is in her last day of Nidas, which is, let's say, her seventh day, if a man is Boel her, has relations with her, he now contracts Tuma for a new seven-day period. So it's not 100% v'tihi nida sa'olov that he follows the woman, but he himself now has a new tumas nida that is incumbent upon him. So the Minchas Chinuch and Ozvav discusses a topic which he discussed before in Kufpei Aleph. There's a Gemara in Nida Lamed Aleph which discusses what happens if an androgynous sees blood through her female organ. Because she has an androgynous, I shouldn't say she, an androgynous has, I guess it's like a congressperson, it's a person, no? It's not a he or she, it's a person. So the androgynous, the person, sees dam through the person's female organs. So the Gemara says, we're not sure whether the androgynous has tumas nida or not. So the Gemara says it's a suffix nida. You have to be give all the chumras of nida to this person. So if this person goes ahead and touches truma, toilin. The halacha is you're toiling the truma. You're not sorry if the truma, but you're toiling the truma. The Gemara says that if this person both contracts nidas and also has ziva, meaning from the male organ, this person emanates ziva, tuma ziva, from the female organ emanates dam nida, that this person now, b'manafshach, creates a tuma. It's not a tuma seven days, because if it's a zachar, if that drug has been zachar, it would only be tamei al zachar, which is tumas ziva, which would not be from the first re'iyah 7 days, right? You need two re'iyahs by ziva to be 7 days. And once you have three re'iyahs by ziva, then there's a chiv korban.
But that, so that is saying, isn't there one sheet that the chakira is whether androgynous is a min b'fnei atzma?
It's not a chakira, it's a sheet in the Gemara. Androgynous beri b'fnei atzma.
So it wouldn't hold like that.
No, but the halacha is beri b'fnei atzma, the suffix, what the din is. Meaning, it's not that androgynous in truth is either a zachar or a nekevim, we're not sure. But rather, it's a beri b'fnei atzma, and that beri b'fnei atzma, we have a suffix, how to treat that beri b'fnei atzma.
Ah, okay.
I mean, how do you treat that beri
b'fnei
atzma? How do you treat that beri b'fnei atzma? Meaning, almost like the Ben HaShemashos, the famous question about Ben HaShemashos. Sofek yom, sofek lai, does it really mean it's
so what's a an afkamina in a chakira, whether it's a berifnei atzma and I don't know how to treat it, or if the sofek mekeva sofek zachar. Either way, you're saying, I don't know how to treat it. Well, that's an afkamina between the shittas.
There is, I can't tell you offhand, I'm not sure, I don't know offhand. But that's the lashon of the Gemara whenever it brings it. So what happens if an androgynous sees dam nida? So if an androgynous sees dam nida, like we said in Kufpei Aleph, we're chayshesh, that it's a nidus, and the androgynous is nahig tumas nida for shivas yamim. So let's look at hey, the androgynous haba alav derech nekevusa bavadi hu tomei misafik v'chomros bol nida alav misafik. So if this androgynous sees dam nida, we say that there's a the Gemara Nida Lamed Aleph says there's a chumra that you chayshish, maybe the androgynous is a nekeva and has a din nida, and we chayshish that this androgynous have all the chumras of a nida. Now, if someone has relations with the androgynous, derech nekevusa, meaning that the androgynous is niveles. The androgynous is niveles, is the right way to say it, right? Someone is shoychev the androgynous, derech nekevusa, vis-a-vis the androgynous's female organ. That person also has a suffix tuma, because since the androgynous is a suffix nida, hence, the person who's boiled the androgynous derech nekevusa is also a suffix bol nida. Ach im ba olav derech zachruchuso Ani misufa kedlael. In other words, but if someone is ba'al of derech zachar chuso, they have a sufa kedlael. Ayin zeh besugya perk early yevamas pei beis ma beis. I looked at that sugya in yevamas. I went through the sugya last night in yevamas. The truth is, the sugya does not bear an exact parallel. The sugya there is a machloikis. The Gemara says it's a machloikis tanoim. Goes through the whole question. That one Tana says for sure in drug is a zohar. Another Tana seems to argue. So Gemara says, kulei amalo pligi. At the end of the day, they don't argue. The drugness is definitely a zohar. The question is, and this is the lashon of the Gemara, im chayavin alav skila mishne makomos or mimakom echad. So the androgynous is a zohar. The din of mishkav zohar by an androgynous. Would you be chayav mishkav zohar with the androgynous mishne makomos or mimakom echad? Meaning that if a zohar has relations with an androgynous, derech zachar chusa, and the normal derech of mishkav zohar, for sure you're chayav skila. Let's say a male has relations with the androgynous derech nekuvoso, vis-a-vis the female organ of the androgynous, is that also chayev skila? So one mandimer says yes, that androgynous chayev skila mishnei mekoymas. The other mandimer says no, only if your shech of an androgynous derech zachruchuso has two males would normally kohat, right? No, normally have relations, then you're chayev. Then the Gemara says, how do we pasuk? So the Gemara on Pei Gimel Beis says, it's a pasuk, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Rava says there's a pasuk. What's the exact pasuk by Mishkavei Isha? What's the whole pasuk? Something? Im, what's the exact question? Im. Right, so Mishkavei Isha. So the Gemara is Dosh, Mishkavei Isha. Ezu Zachar Sheyesh Noshnei Mishkaveis. Which type of Zachar can have two possible ways to lie with that Zachar? Have androgynous. So the Gemara comes to a conclusion that you could be over the Isser of Mishkav Zachar and androgynous, whether you have relations with the androgynous Kederach Zachar as usual, or what, even if you have, it's interesting, even if you have relations with the androgynous Derech Nekevuso, you still would be over the Isser of Mishkav Zachar. It would be Chayev Skila. So it's interesting, meaning that the androgynous is defined as a Zachar. Any relation with an androgynous, even if it's in the way of a man and a woman, is still considered to be chiyuv skila. That's the Gemara. So the question is, how does it relate exactly here? I'm not sure. But let's see what this suffix is. The suffix of the Minchas Chinuch is such. Achim ba'alav derech zachruso ani mesupak. So what is this case, ba'alav derech zachruso? So I looked in the footnote here. I'll read you the footnote. Footnote says here, Ba'ofen Shinivro Handrogonus Ain Mokum the Suffolk. Okay, Ba'ofen in a way, Shinivro Handrogonus Ain Mokum the Suffolk. Uposhit Shaboyal Tommy Me Suffolk. Shimu Isha Hareukichol Nida Shinivro Shulokidarka. Meaning that if someone is Boyal the Androgynous, the Drogonus is the passive party, and there is a Mishkavei Isha, Mishkav Zachar, and the androgynous is the passive party, for sure 100% you're going to say that the person who is Baal the Nida actively, and the androgynous is passive, even if it's Derech Chuzo, even if it's like a Mishkav Zachar, for sure the Baal would be Tomei Tumat Baal Nida.
Misafik,
right. But why? Because a regular woman who's Nivela Shulo Kedarka, right, transfers the Tumas Baal Nida to the Baal Nida. When the androgynous should be the same thing, because if the androgynous is an Isha and has the Tumas Nida, then you treat her like an Isha and she didn't, it's considered Nivela Shlo Kedarka. The question is the other way around, the Gemara says. Shabbal Tame Amnam Kavanas Rabbeinu Hi, Ba'ofen Shad Androgynous Baal Ish Acher. When androgynous is the active one, he's the Baya. How do you view that? But then this topic, Yemesh Ladunas Androgynous Ki Isha, Umela Yesh Baal Tumas Nida, V'nemar b'nida din she'ihi metame al yedei bia tei tumazun o'heges af keshehu boyal mizachrusa shekeven shematzino she'nida metame b'bia ein chiluk heyach hayisah ha'bia. It's an interesting question, right? V'nistabek rabbeinu b'din zeh sheme ein bo mishum boyal nida mishum she'yesh lomar shle'inia hadinim hanogim rak b'isha ein lodon bia mimokum zachrusa b'bias isha v'nagorim l'acherim tumaz boyal nida. So this is a very interesting question. The androgynous has a tumas Nida Misofik. Now the androgynous is not the Niv Ellis, but the androgynous is a Baya, is an actual Baya. And I wasn't sure, last time we had a question of, and if he is a Baya, this androgynous, who's a Sufik Tumas Nida, I wasn't sure whether the question was, he's Baya in Isha or he's Baya in Ish. The footnote seems to say the question is, if an androgynous is Baya in Ish, would you say that that Ish would contract a Baya Nida even though he's not actively being Baya? And I think that's really what the Lashon is, no? Achim ba'olav, even if the androgynous is ba' on a olav, which is a zocher, right? Another man, derech zocher, so meaning that the androgynous is actively ba'al and never man, another man, derech mishkav zocher, anim is subak le'el. I'm not sure whether he transfers the tomb or creates a ba'al nida. Meaning, it's a very strange case. Is there a case of nive'elis l'nida? Right? So what's really the suffix here? What do you think the suffix is? So one side is kind of partial. One side is that the way the Torah says is whoever is in the Nida, however they contract Tumas Nida, if they engage in any type of relations, those relations have the person that they're involved with, as long as it's a Maisa Bia, which would be considered a Maisa Bia, because Mishkav Zachar is a Maisa Bia, that would go ahead and transfer Tuma. So you'd have a man that is passive to an androgynous, and he is considered to be a Baal Nida. Very strange case, but what would be the other tzad to say that there's not a Baal Nida? What would be the other tzad to say that if an androgynous is Baal Derech Zachruz, so another man, that man, the passive man, is not considered to be a Baal Nida?
Because you can only contract Tumas Nida if you're Baal from a Makor Domeho or something from that.
No. Because Shlokadaku, you could also contract.
Okay.
Right, I think the chatzot would be whether that's a bia, whether that's considered to be a bia, whether that's a real bia or not. Or even if it,
in other words, the Torah is saying it's to'eva, but it's not defining it as a bia. You think that's the question? No, you're saying it's not a question about the tumas bayal nida. It's a question in general. What is the status of mishkav zachar? Is it a meisim bia or not? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying the aver of an androgynous.
Right.
The male member of an androgynous.
Right.
Is that qualified to be construed as a
bia? Yeah, skill for Mishkav Zachar if he uses it.
Who says? No, that would be the same suffix. That would be exactly the same
suffix. No.
If an androgynous would be all Zachar.
It's a fairish Gemara. The Gemara says that if you hold an androgynous is a Zachar, then anyone who has relations with an androgynous, they're of Zacharis. As Mishkav Zachar, it's Chayev Skila. The only question is, are you Chayev Skila Mishnei Mekaymas? If you have relations with the androgynous, Mishnei Mekaymas, whether it's Derech Zachar Chuzo or Derech Nekevuzo, are both of them Chayev Skila because of Mishkav Zachar?
Okay.
That's a machlokes in the Gemara.
Yes, good.
And the Gemara says, yes, at the end of the day, you are Chayev Skila based on the pasuk Mishkav Isha.
Okay.
Right, Ezu Isha, Yeshlo Shnei Mishkav
Isha. On the side that it's Zachar, is there a makom for the suffix of Tumas Nida?
No. If it's Zohar. A full Zohar, definitely not.
No, okay, exactly.
Full Zohar, definitely
so
not.
We're only clearing on the tzad that there's a suffix, that the androgynous is a suffix.
Right, correct.
Now, on the tzad that the androgynous is a suffix, now the question is, I would assume that androgynous, if we classify him as a suffix, then if that androgynous has a relationship using his using his aver.
His zachros, okay, yeah.
If he uses his aver, for instance, with an ashes ish, the marshal. Okay, so that would certainly be a suffix, whether he has any chiyav at all.
That's a very interesting question. What happens if an androgynous is by an ashes ish derech zachros?
Using his aver.
What do you mean, anus v'chalas? Forget the need idea.
As soon as he does that raw, he's already over the what's name.
No, but the question is, he wants to, in general, forget that the androgynous is Sufik Nida. If an androgynous has relations with an Ashes Ish, is that
using
considered
this,
to
using
be...
His Aver.
Is that
using the Aver.
Right, is that considered low sinof?
Right, that will be a Sufik.
Why is it worse than Mishkav Zachar, that the Gemara doesn't have a Shiloh?
Right.
No, that's only outside on that side that is a zacher, you said. I don't understand what you're saying.
No, well, I didn't say anything. I'm just trying to...
The Gemara only said that there's a... that the derech shnei, you know, shnei makomos on the side that the androgynous is a zacher.
Right.
Zacher mamish.
The Gemara says, right, that if androgynous, the Gemara says, kolim ala pligi, the androgynous is a zacher. The question is, can you be chayv mishkav zacher on the androgynous mishnei makomos
or mimokomecho? Everyone holds a zacher.
So then if kulyam alopliga, then how's there a makam for a suffix?
Right. In other words, this whole assumption, the whole premise is that as androgynous is a suffix zachar, suffering the kefa. Therefore, if the androgynous sees dam...
How does that square away with the... So is that Gemara machlokes itself?
Well, that's a separate Gemara. That's a separate Gemara with saying... And these two Tanaim both hold that shita, androgynous is a zachar.
But there's a separate...
There's a separate question. Underneath that issue of whether androgynous is a zachar, even if you accept that, there's a separate question now. Chayev skil mishnei makomos only mimakom echad.
Right.
But here, what? But here we're talking about.
So there is a tzad that it's a suffix. It's not a kula zacher.
Correct. Yes. Correct. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. A matter of fact, that's the way that we seem to go in all halacha. And then drug is a suffix zacher suffix nekeva. Right. That's the way we seem to go.
The difference between tara and
1 second.
It will be a suffix. It would be.
Meaning the premise of this whole piece is. If androgynous sees dam, it's a suffix nida. It has to be noheg all chumrits tumas nida. Correct. Now the next question is, what about transferring that tumas suffix tumas nida to the boil nida? So if someone is boil the androgynous derech nekevuso or nekevuso, it's a double parshat that the boil gets the same suffix tumas nida. The question now is, what if the androgynous is the active party? And is Baal another Ish? Would you say that Ish who is Niv'eles, Nival, would you say that Ish that's Nival to the androgynous has contracted Sufik Tumas Baal Nida, right?
Okay. But it seems that Burmese right that if you're Baal and Ish is Ish, you're definitely not Chayef because you're a Sufik Zafar, Sufik Isha. It's not a suffix even, it's a straw suffix. You can't even get a straw on it.
It's a classic straw suffix.
You are so sure that an androgynous, even if the androgynous is in the keva, that if that androgynous that's halakhically in the keva uses its ability to be bile and ashes ish, you would not be over the ashes ish, you're sure of that?
Well, if it's in the keva, for sure not.
Why not?
If it's in the keva, for sure not.
Why not? If it's in the keva. On the start, that it's in a keva, you're saying on the, it's a suffix, whether it's in a keva or a suffix. You're saying even on the start that she's in a keva, she's
I'm asking you, why are you so sure? I'm just asking, why are you so sure that even
because the Isra Ish Ish is a zacher that's Baal and Ish Ish, not an Ish which is Baal and Ish Ish.
By the way, how do you know that?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Look at the Pasuk in the Torah.
You're going to use your own miut Ish, velo suffix Ish, is that what I'm going to say? It says Ish. Ishlamite cotton, actually. There's a Gemara. It says Ish.
So you're saying you should be high because it's a suffix. But on the tzad...
No. I'm asking you a question. Even if the tzad that androgynous is in the keva, it's in the keva that has the ability to do a full maisa bia, correct?
It's not zakus, it's a chayv.
Right.
So where does the Torah say that in a keva? So the Isra Rais is a man and a woman, not a woman and a woman. On the tzad that she's a woman, where do you have a man? That's Princess Balmo. On the side that she's a woman, it's Princess Baalma.
No, maybe two women. Maybe two women are Princess Baalma because there's no act of
right.
Maisabia. But maybe an androgynous, even though it's as a din nekeva, still has the ability to create a Maisabia based on the special physical nature of that issue.
So regarding why does it a din nekeva? You're saying it's a zacher.
Mikra Megillah, I don't know, whatever.
Okay, so Mikra Megillah, she's in the cable. But Thariah, she's a zacher. Come on, that makes
I don't
sense?
Know, I'm not so sure.
That's partial, that not possible. And like the Pasuk does it, the Isha Shayinafesh is a...
Isha Shayinafesh
is a... So you're making a drush. The Gemara makes Ish v'lo cotton. That's the Gemara's drush.
Yes, you're telling me Ish
v'lo... Ish v'lo... It has to be Ish.
It has to be Ish. It's not an Ish.
It's not an Ish, for sure not.
Okay, here, okay.
She's partially an Ish. She's not
finished.
You're partially, she's a din in the cave.
If the Sat is 100% in the cave, if the Sat is 100%
right.
Atman v'nei Atman. If the Sat, where the Sophic, is she 100% in the cave? Is this person 100% in the cave? 100% zacher on the tzad that this person is 100% in the keva. There's no And so she's not even the chayiv, you can't even...
L'chora, I'll bring you, I think you're correct, because according to the tzaddik, the androgynous is an ish, you're over Mishkov Zohar. Correct?
Right.
So even though she has a female organ, still you're over Mishkov Zohar, because it has a full definition for the purpose of rise of a Zohar. So it would be hard to say that you could be over Mishkov Zohar, right?
With a man.
With a man.
And over HSH,
right,
with a woman. Kind of.
All right. In which case it has the other half. The other organ, it's the Chayim Chayim.
No. It's not a Chassi of the Chayim Ben Chorin, that you're both.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a Suffolk, whether you're this or that. Chassi of the Chayim Ben Chorin, that you have both things in you.
Yeah,
so you can't be good, so you can't be much of a Shofar. This is not you have 50%, 50%. It's a Suffolk. Are you 100% this or 100% that?
So anyway, this seems to be now, we've clarified something that's unclear, right? Clarified a Suffolk. Suffolk is if an androgynous is a suffolk nida, like the Gemara Nida Lamed Alf says, and that androgynous is niv eles derech nekevuso. Minchasino says double parshut that the boil that androgynous derech nekevuso is kas tumus suffolk tumus boil nida. Question is when the androgynous is boil another zocher, can he confer the tumus nida to the passive zocher niv eles?
In other words, on the tzad that it is in a keva, which is the tzad that we're giving the suffix nida. On the tzad that's in the keva, is that aver considered to be an aver? Is that considered to be a relationship with a woman?
Can transmit to
right.
Can that aver transmit to?
Is that considered to be a bia? Is that considered to be a sexual relationship with that entity?
Yeah, it's interesting. They didn't say boil nida has nothing to do with being active or passive. It has to do with if there is a maisa bia, the maisa bia, however it may be, transfers the tumor, right? Creates a boil nida. Now, I'm not sure if boil nida is transferring tumor. I'm not sure it's a concept of transfer. Maybe boil nida is a certain status. If a person comes in, it's not like, you know, the tumor is transferred when Ava Rishon of Law, it seems there's some type of transference. I don't know if boil nida is transferring. Rather, boil nida is a status, right? That a person goes ahead and has relations with a nida, doing that act of having relations with a nida defines you as being tummy for this period of time.
It's a biblical thing about the Tumas Mashav.
Right.
Mishkov,
right. It's not a transfer, because then you shouldn't be worse than the person herself. If she's in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyim, you don't get 3 more days, 4 more days, you get a full new 7.
Right.
So you're getting a new status of a Tumas Nido. You're not getting the transfer of what that person had. What? No, you can say it the other way too. You could, but it comes out nicer this way.
Anyway, this is the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. Achim Bolav Derech Zachar Ruso Ani Mesub Kidoel. Einzer Besugi Perak Aro Yevomus Pei Bezum Abeis. So I mentioned it's not the exact same question. Pei Bezum Abeis. Question is a little different. Okay, let's read the last paragraph just for continuity, and then we'll do the next mitzvah quickly, hopefully. So there's a general, as we know from Hanukkah, there's a general gzera, and I don't recall why it is. There's a general gzera that we view all goyim as zovim. Therefore, when they came into the base of Mikdash, they went to the shemin midin tumah zov. Get into all the intricacies of tumah zov, and the big question of tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. But now nira, the imba al goya. If a man has relations with a goya, then it would be, the halach would be the same. Dino kedin boyonida.
Zova.
Dehu tome mishum boyonida. Velo mishum no ge bovad. Kei nirali. Vayen nida lamadala madalaf. Varam zalsham perikbez halach yud. Mr. Mustam dinze. Nira dil el dil chol shavim. Rakel inyan dam hayavish v'shikla zera shel zohar. Sheinu matame. Avalashar hadvarim shavik Yisrael. Meaning, when they made the takana that goyim are kenidos or kazavim azavais, it's a full transference of that tumah to the guy, except for those exceptions he mentioned, including, according to his opinion, bayal nida. Veda de guy shemes eno matami mishkav umashav afilam edurban. However, you're not going to extend any gzeris that you had on a bayal nida. You would not extend to a guy, because then it would be a gzera the gzera. So one of the gzeris we have by bayal nida is a bayal nida shemes, Normally, tuma does not exist for someone who dies, except tumas meis. Meaning that if someone is a zava or a zava, and they're avos hatuma, and they pass away, the tumas of zava and zava leave them after they pass away. There is a new tuma of meis, avi avos hatuma, but the old tuma does not linger. However, there's a gzera derabanan that the tuma zav and zava will neither will linger even after somebody dies, because of gzera sheminis aleph. Gzera that sometimes when someone appears to be passed away, they actually have not passed away. Maybe they've only fainted. And I was trying to search of how this is a chumrah, because at the end of the day, this person goes ahead and dies on the couch. It's a tumas meis conferred to the couch. Adding tumas mishkav u'moshav, how does that create any additional chumrah? I wasn't able to figure it out. How does it create an additional, right? Because at the end of the day, that couch becomes an avatuma. Either as a mishkav or moshav zav or an avatuma from the mace. So I'm not sure exactly how the tuma is, right? Unless it's a shear. For instance, if dam comes out of that mace, right? So we know that a dam from a mace has to be revius. I think the mitami baya, but I think even a little dam is mitami b'maga.
So you assume tumas meis has tumas mishkav u'moshav too?
No, it doesn't.
So that's where it is.
What do you mean?
There's no tumas mishkav u'moshav by tumas meis?
No. So, but you have the same result even though it doesn't have tumas mishkav u'moshav. Meaning one. The couch is a kli. Great, the couch is a kli. And the meis is an avi avos hatuma. So by avia avos hatuma, you fall on the couch, right? So the couch becomes an avatuma, either because it's touched a mace, or because it's a mishkav u'moshav. So making it a mishkav u'moshav, what does that add?
So the cover, tumas mishkav u'moshav because it's a kli?
No.
What is tumas mishkav u'moshav?
Tumas mishkav u'moshav is that when, any zav, zava, ni, or nida that sits on a merkav or a moshav. Right. That merkav or moshav itself becomes an av hatuma, because as a shame mishkav or moshav, this was the seat of a zav or a zava. Just being the seat of a zav or zava, even if the zav or zava don't touch it. So, for instance, the classification is a saddle. You put a blanket on the saddle. The zava sits on the saddle, and the blanket doesn't touch the saddle. The saddle itself becomes an av hatuma, merkav hazav, a zava.
And if the person is not a zav, but he dies on the blanket on the saddle, couch get a mishkav tumas kli?
Interesting. There's a chatzitza.
That would be
an afkamina. Interesting. Okay.
That would be an afkamina.
Very good.
How do you matahir these kalim?
Mikvah.
It has to go in the mikvah. You have to put the couch in the mikvah.
Yeah.
You need a big mikvah.
Yeah.
Mamish.
But no. Yeah.
It's the only way.
So there's a whole discussion in kalim. Can you take something apart, put in a mix, and then reassemble it?
Uh-huh. Well, that's with the shulchan, right?
Right.
And the kelim and the business, that's how they do it. Yeah. And I'll take.
What about Evan Mishma?
What about it? We did Evan Mishma.
You lean against the what's name. Oh, so yeah. If the guy's dead, wouldn't transfer, but an Evan Mishma would transfer.
That's correct.
But that's similar to your case. Very similar.
Yeah.
But the question is how far does, but this that gzera does not go to a guy. Because the guy to begin with is a gzera min derbanan. Raklin ranavar shar hadvarim shava ki yisrael v'da the guy shemes inamatai mishkav moshav fil min derbanan machmas de tumaso mechai min rak min derbanan vol goz rabba vol achar shemes kinu benita samach testament beiz upaska ram zal perik vav halacha dalet. Okay. Now let's just turn the page and read the last paragraph in the Chinuch, because again, this is my pet peeve over here, trying to define what this mitzvah is. Let's read it. V'yesa prateha, you have that last paragraph? V'yesa prateha, mesech zavim. Mesech nida gam keng tsas midine ziva. U'belav de nida, and concerning the actual lav, the iser lav being bayal and nida, v'seder achreim os nikhto bezer Hashem, mashenog hayom binyonim eila. V'over al mitzvah zu, being over on this mitzvah that we just finished. V'umekel b'inyan tumasa. I wanted to know what exactly is this mitzvah. So it sounds like you're being over the mitzvah if you don't take the tumah seriously. So is that what the mitzvah is? The mitzvah is to take the tumah seriously? So he adds something at the end there, which I'm not sure it sounds like. At the very end, like if you boil the nida, you don't take the iser nida seriously, besides the lav, you mevatel yaseh. First, he seems to define it as taking the tumah seriously. Then he seems to define it as taking the iser seriously. Not taking the iser seriously. So what is it? What is this mitzvah? It's very hard to define what this mitzvah is to me, right? I am really confounded here as to how would you define what this mitzvah is, and give me a scenario by which you mevatel yaseh. It seems that he has one scenario that you mevatel yaseh, which is what? Milvad ha'einish shashochiv imo hu bekoris. Now, you're over this aseh besides getting the onesh for lying with the nida. So do you say that this aseh you mevatel through bayal nida? Which is interesting. That means not taking the iser nida seriously. Where just a sentence before that he says, "Vavra mitzvah zuv umekel binyan tumasa, bito aseh zeh." Now, what's the case of mekel binyan tumasa? You have a couch. The zova sits on the couch, and you go, "Ah, it's not tummy," and I sit on it. Is that what it is? And then I eat truma. Is that the problem? Then I'd be over the iser of mishmeres trumasi, right? In other words, that's it. If someone goes ahead and sits on a mishkav or mishav of a zova, and then goes ahead and eats truma, you'd say he's not only over the iser as mishmeres trumasi, but he's also over the iser this iser of zova. I'm not sure. I have a very difficult time defining exactly at the end of the day what is this mitzvah. Any ideas? Because once again, at the very end, he says, "Milvada einer shashachav imahu b'kares." You also mevatel this asay besides being of the iser of kares by bel nida. The very beginning of it, he says, "Lios hazova tameo umatama," that the zova is tameya and she also creates tuma. Shenemer v'isha ki yuzov zov doma yomim rabim. Very unclear to me what this mitzvah is. Any clarity on that or not really? Okay, if there's no clarity, we can go further.
Then at Torah, nida is 7 days.
Right.
You can see dam all 7 days as long as you get the hefzer.
Hefzer Torah, then you go to your mikveh
then,
at night.
And then there's the 11-day period when right. You can lead the, then you can become a zov.
Right.
Now, there's a separate possible in the Torah that boils zovah your chayav kares. What happened to the people? The person was a nida, she did tahira, she became, and then the next day, the 10th day, she sees dam, so she becomes a zava.
Right.
Is there nida to be boiled her then? That's what he's mashma.
It is, yes. There is, but is it version of tahira?
That's included in the iser of nida?
Or I think, separate? As he seems to say, I don't think it's a separate lav, is it?
I don't know, he says over here, that she's a bilvad ha'onish ha'shechav imohu b'koros v'mashu nichta b'lav d'nid b'ezer Hashem. So that's included in, but she's not a nida anymore. She's right.
But I think that lav applies in both cases. Now let me ask you a question. How do we know, before we get to the next mitzvah, I will ask you a very interesting question, which is almost a trick question. What is the marker in the Torah that a nida can become tahareth by going to the mikvah? Where is the pasuk in the Torah that says that a nida becomes tahir by going to a mikveh?
The sofra says yom v'achar titor. No, where?
That's a zava, right?
That's a
zava, right? Well, think about it. What's the pasuk? There is no pasuk in the Torah that a nida goes to a mikveh after a tumas nida.
It's extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. It's extraordinary. It's a taisvus in Yuma Ein Chesem and Aleph.
That there's no such thing as
right. There's a pasuk
without tefillah.
There's a pasuk in Zechariah. I think it's Perek Yud, and the pasuk is something like this. One of those by Yomahu, the voice of Zechariah, by Yomahu. On that day, there will be come emanating from the Beis Hamikdash, Mayim Naftoach. I think
Mei Naftoach.
What?
It was Mei Naftoach.
Maybe I'm not sure if Mei Naftoach. Were you looking up Yuma?
I'm trying to look up the Pasuk.
I would go to Yuma first, because I don't know what a Pasuk is. Yuma in Chesman Aleph. And the Pasuk says that the water will come out of the Beis HaMikdash, flow out of the Beis HaMikdash, v'yu l'nidais, l'chatos. And this water will be for a nida. So that, the Gemara says, Mikan remez, shenida tavels atzavara. From here is a remez that a nida has to go in very deep water. Because in the voice, it's a very deep water. I don't think it's a haftar anyway, I'm not sure. You're in Zechariah?
I'm looking.
I mean, it really is extraordinary. Isn't all the pasuk says is Shivas Yamim Veisha Kasiya Zova Dam Ye Zova Basara. This is talking about Nida. Shivas Yamim Tiya Benidasa. Shivas Yamim Tiya Benidasa. That's it.
How do you know she has to go to Mikvah?
You would think that's it. Shivas Yamim Tiya Benidasa, and then that's it. Done.
Right. Who says you have to go to Mikvah? So by the way, Taisus says the Gemara says Mikan Remesh Shinida Tzricha. Shetitar Atzavara. Because the Navi's mashmits are very, very, very strong water. And the Gemara says that Anita has to go into Mayim Amukim to go ahead and be Tahira. So the Gemara says, Veleis Hilchazakavase. The Gemara says, that's not the halacha. So Taisa says, how do I know the halacha? Taisa says, in Yuma Ayin Chesam Alf says, what is the marker for? How do you know that Anita has Tahara B'mikvah? How do I know that? So he says a few things. He says a few possibilities. He says three possibilities, I recall. I don't have a Yuma here. I don't remember the possibilities offhand. But it is a manna thing that you should know. He says nowhere in the Torah that a nida goes to the mikveh after 7 days. The Gemara has to... David, you're in Yuma, or...?
I can't get to the daf for that.
Want me to get a Yuma?
That'd be great. This is important for everyone to know. Trick question. Like, of course there's a pasuk in the Torah, no?
The Aruch, I'll learn the Aruch HaShulchan, and maybe others. He goes to great pains to impress upon the reader that she must go to the mikvah, even though it doesn't say anywhere. He said there's no such thing as Tahira without mikvah. That's just a klal, gadol. No such thing as Tahira without mikvah.
You should know that there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Yid Alfam Beis, I think it is, where it says that there was this Talmud Chacham who learned in Yeshiva, and he passed away. And the wife went ahead and she brought the tefillin to the Beis Medrash and said, look at my husband. My husband was like unbelievable, fantastic. What happened to him? So they asked her, how are you knowing him be made buna? How are you knowing him with him when you stopped, the dam stopped? So she said, Bita Achas. We didn't have relations, but we stayed together, Bita Achas. So the Gemara says that was the fatal flaw. Tosfos there has a whole long discussion. Is there any halachic nafka mina between you may libun and you may nida? So there seems to be that there was this misconception that just by having a hefsek tara, just by the woman stopping to see dam, there is a halakhic difference, but there is none.
Why wasn't she punished?
I don't know that question.
Or maybe the husband dying was enough of a punishment.
I don't know. Maybe the husband, the question is machlokes, Rambam and Ramban, were they over Issa de Rabban or Issa de Raisa? Because the Rambam Shita is, lo sikra of legalis erva, just coming in contact, kir of basa with anida, it's an Issa d'Oraisa. According to Ramban, it's only Issa d'Rabban. So maybe according to Ramban, you can answer your question. He should have known better because he knew the Issa d'Rabban. Maybe she wasn't held responsible. Okay, so first let me read the pasuk because we have to be yotze what Taisa says. To be yotze Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, right? Balula, but Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. So read the pasuk. The pasuk is in Zechariah. Yod pasuk Aleph. By Yomahu, Yia Tahar Makar Niftach LeBeis David, and there will be an open flow of water from Beis David. Ulu Yoshvei Yerushalayim, and to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, Lechatas Ulenida. So the Gemara says from that pasuk, By Yomahu Yia Makar Niftach LeBeis David, LeYoshvei Yerushalayim Lechatas Ulenida. Amar Rav Yosef Mikan Remez Ulenida, Shetzrich Leishev Ad Savar B'Mayim. V'les hilchos akavase. Toisvis.
V'les hilchos akavase?
You don't have to go in deep water. It doesn't have to be extra deep water. Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, she has to be tovel in a mikvah, but the mikvah itself doesn't have to be extra deep. She has to go into the 11 feet. She'd go into whatever's a kosher mikvah for anything else. There's a havamina here, she needs her own special mikvah.
What, is there anything that doesn't require a deep mikvah? Deep water?
No.
Oh, okay.
In some cases, you need a mayim.
Where's your atzavah?
Oh, Atzavara?
Atzavara.
to her neck?
Meaning it has to be water that's deep up to her neck, which does not have to be the case. She doesn't have to go in the mikveh that's up to her neck.
But what was the remez? So what was the remez? Where did it say tzavara anywhere?
Read Rashi. The pesukim are mashma. It's a very, very strong, significant amount of water. Let me read Rashi. Rashi says, "Mikan remez l'nida, midalo karele roy l'nida." Since the pesukim described the water, it doesn't mention nida. Ad shemizgaber kenacho shaitif, until the point where the water is described as being a major river. Shemagia lePesach Beis David, remez shetzrich leTfilas Mayim Amukim, shetesh behem ad tzavara. Va'afagav dalo remiza kra ad tzavara, remez miha denihu, denahavim amukim omek haroi, v'zek haroi. Okay, now Rash Tosfos says, Shalom akamen of Yehuda Gaon. They asked the Gaonim, Tfilas nida midorais menolim. Can you imagine that? They're asking one of the Gaonim, it's not in a Gemara, they're asking one of the Gaonim, Tosfos says, how do I know that there's Tfilas nida midorisa? V'heshev kalvachomer mimaga. It's kalvachomer mimaga. That it says that if you touch a nida, you have to go to a mikvah kalvachomer. For a bantam perish, the nafka midachsiv bime nida. V'doshinim mesechas avoris kachavim, mayim shanida tayvelas. The words may nida are used throughout the Chumash. And what is may nida? The Gemara learns Mayim Sharoy Latavila. Now there's a third sheet of Vari Perish Midhsiv Vahadava Benidasa. Vidashina Beperik Meisha Benidasa Tehe Achitava Mayim. So those are the three possibilities. All of which are a little, right? I don't know, some are pressed, a little pressed. But I just an interesting point I want to mention. That the process by which a Nida or a Zava, it says Beferish, I think.
It says titar.
No, it says achar titar.
It says titar. It's not titar.
Don't say that.
Not
that clear.
It's over neither, right?
The Kabbalah Sefer makes the most sense.
What?
It's not, you know, Kabbalah Sefer makes sense.
From Maga.
Yeah. If you need barachat b'mayim, b'tomid or if you just touch something that the Nida sat on, the Kabbalah Sefer, the Nida herself, only if the derivative of Nida,
right.
You become, you need tefillah. How can the Nida herself not need tefillah?
Okay.
The Tetzuri Kavachomer, they should have brought it, right?
Huh?
The Tetzuri Kavachomer, they should have brought it.
Then why doesn't the Gemara?
It's fascinating that this question only comes up first in the Gaonim, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm sure there's some Torah's Gaonim.
I mean, you think about the mysterious nefesh, you know, of throughout the ages of having to go to a mikvah.
Because is that based on anything? It's
unbelievable, right? I mean, the imposition that Torah Shebaal Peh places on the simple Pshuto Shel Mikra is incredible.
In other words, you're saying Pshuto Shel Mikra is the Karaites. Be interesting to see if there's any Karaites or any tradition that says after 7 days we're done, no mikvah. Interesting.
You don't mean 7 days?
No, it says 7 days, no?
If she's a Takazava, then.
Why regular need this? She was young to have many dust.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
That's an interesting point. Okay. What time is it?
10:20.
Okay. So we'll do this mitzvah quickly now or no? Kuf Pei Gimel, pretty quick. We could do it.
Kuf Pei Alam? Oh, I'm sorry.
Kuf Pei Gimel.
Kuf Pei Gimel.
Okay, let's spend 2 minutes on it, okay? Mitzvah's Korban Zova, Kesh Yisrap Mizova. Shetakri v'azova korban, shetisrab mizova. A nida has no chiv korban, correct? But a zova has a chiv korban. And what is the korban? Shtei toirim, two birds. Ushnei b'nei yonah, shnei marvim, tara mizova, b'yom ha-shmini tikach la shnei toirim. Shorosh ha-mitzvah zu v'ktas pateha, ke'en ma shekosvu l'mala b'korban ha-zov. Now a zov only brings a korban if he has three ri'yot zov. It's a Mishnah in Megillah. Ein bein hazav aroy shtei rios l'shosh rios el korban bilvad. V'kazav aram zechron avrocha kim pnei kein nachshul d'shtei mitzvos. Shtei kabaros elo shol zov v'zova. It's an interesting question. Is a korban zov and zova one category or two categories? V'av b'shein korban echad mamish. Even though the karbonos themselves are exactly the same, meaning what you bring, mashalo asinu kein b'shar karbonos harbe, shen chashim limnos mitzvah b'fnei atzma kol korban b'korban, for chilek hamevino son, calls manchak korban echad. Lefisha tumasim shalelo einar shovaklal. The reason that a zava and a zava are separate has nothing to do with the nature of the korban they bring, but the underlying tumah that necessitates the korban. And the tumahs are different. What's the difference? Sha'ish metame beluban, because a man's tumah comes as a result of seeing something white. Va'ish metame be'odem. And a woman's tumah comes as something red. U'behefach, and if it's the exact opposite, lo yitma lo zev lo zev. V'kevim shem chalukin kol kach, ro'im nosan u'shtei mitzvahs, right? V'ein doime inin zeklal inin mitzorah mitzoraz. Meaning some people might say that if a zav and a zava are a separate mitzvah, their korban, then a mitzorah, a female mitzorah and a male mitzorah should also have separate mitzvahs. A woman brings a korban mitzorah and a man brings a korban mitzorah, should be listed as two mitzvahs. No. Shul nechshav mitzvah achas. There's one mitzvah, mitzorah bringing a korban, independent of the gender of the person. Why? Because the tzaras that each of them suffer, a dinei tumah of each tzaras, whether it's a man or a woman, are exactly the same. Shatzaras dover shavu b'kulin. Ve'evi raya k'tzas l'dvar masha amr b'krisus. Arba mechuzer kapar of Elohim. Hazava hazava elos v'matzora. Hari shechishvu zavu zava kishnayim. Lefi shechilugim be... Becholion. They're different in their sickness. As I mentioned, the Rambam and the Rambanim both hold that a zav and a zav are forms of chayli. Umatzoros umatzora ke'echel l'fisha acholi k'shove b'shneihem. But no heges b'zman ha'zai b'ayis. T'chiv b'rei korban z'noi b'zman ha'bayis. V'averis v'lo tigrof karbona k'esh disrapi mizova bitla asei zeh. Novad shehi mechuseres kapar.
So is he arguing on the Rambam or not? I mean, he brings down the whole Rambam that it's two mitzvahs, but he only counts one.
No, he has two mitzvahs. One is a korban zovah here, and by zovah he lists another mitzvah.
Oh, he does list another one.
Right.
Okay.
Now, there's something very interesting at the very end here. If you get a chance, the Minchas Asur of Asher Weiss in Vayikra, Simen Chav Dal, Simen Chav Vav, has a long discussion. All the dinei tumah tahara, are they optional or required? Meaning a guy's on mitzorah, he goes out of town, and after his time period comes, the kohen says, you can come, you mitar yourself. The guy says, I love it out here, no one's bothering me. The guy says, I don't want to become tahor. Does he have a chiyuv to be mitar himself? And he has this chakira by all chiyuv to vilas. If a person, does a person have to go ahead and be mitar himself if he's tameh, or is it just optional? So I think the chinuch is mefurish, no?
Yeah.
He doesn't bring the chinuch, which is interesting. For the hekas b'zman hazai, but as far as verse below tikrof karbonik shisrab mizova bitla asay zemavad shum chusukor, meaning
the lashon of the pasuk is always mashma zechiyah. So it always says ubay yom hashmini itakla. You know, it's mashma. It's
I don't think
active.
So.
Chiyav karbon is a chiyav karbon. I don't think the minchas asher would have that chakira by the chiyav karbon. Chiyav karbon is chiyav karbon.
Really interesting. No, you have to bring the korban. Even if the guy says, I never want to cut shim ever, still has to bring the korban.
Yeah, that's a mitzvah. That's an affirmative mitzvah.
It's an act.
By the way, that he brings a famous Torah's kanyan. It says, Vahuva el akoyen. By mitzvah, Vahuva el akoyen, Shalot ta'akev. And he brings down a chazainish that says, mitzvah for sure, there's a chiv to be mitzvah himself. And the raya, listen to the raya by mitzvah. The Gemara in Yevamos Hamad Beis says, Ase docha lo sase, the raya is teklachas mitzvah. Because it's an isur natar of lo sakifu, pas reisha. The mitzvah has to shave all his whole full head. So Gemara says, yavo ase teklachas mitzvah, and docha lo sase lo sakifu. So if it's optional, the chazanir says, how can you have to say ase docha lo sase? I'm not sure it's such a great raya. But could you make a chiluk mitzvah versus others? I'm not sure.
Mitzvah is also a mafurusha pasuk, which you can address. It says Vishalchum and Machane called through the Chalzov, the Loyitamus Machaneim. The Torah is giving a reason. I want to send them away that they shouldn't be Matame the Machna. So the guy can't say, you know, I'll stay away forever. The Torah is saying,
well, that's what he's asking.
He has a very interesting piece, Chavdal Chavav and Baker, long pieces with the issue, is there really, he brings the Lashon from the Ram Sefer Mitzvahs in a few places where it seems it's not an imperative. But rather, it's like mitzvah's tshuva, where the Rambam says, list the mitzvah, Keshe Yashuv, right, Michetai. When he comes back from his chet, is what he has to do. So maybe this mitzvah is a mitzvah when you want to be metahe yourself, this is what you have to do.
Interesting.
So the question is, would you say Asidokholos in such a case? Meaning, when I say asa d'chlos, I say if it's not an absolute imperative, but if it's a mitzvah, if you want to become tohor, do this, would you say asa d'chlos, I say. So I'm just pointing out that he raises this question, and it appears mafurish from the chinuch that there's an absolute mitzvah, correct? But you're saying the absolute mitzvah is the korban.
Yeah, what happened?
No, but maybe not. But
what?
Let's say you're talking about a tumah that only has tefillah, no korban.
Let's say tumah is nida. Right. Let's say tumah sheretz. Let's make it easy, tumah sheretz. A guy is tummy to a sheretz, right? He says, I don't mind this. I'll be tummy to a sheretz. I have no problem. I'm too lazy. I don't have time to go to mikvah. I'm a busy guy.
Or
I don't like going to mikvah.
Or an isha whose husband is not home. The meaning is that she's not tummy.
That's something else.
No, but I'm saying it's imperative to be mitahir. It wouldn't depend on whether he's there or not.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
V'im tohar ramizova v'safar lo shivas yamin v'yachar titar.
Right.
So let's say she's not sofer shivas yamim. She never does it. Is there a chiyuv for her to be sofer shivas yamim?
So first of all, you should know that there's a Taisus and Ksubis, which is a mashma, there is. Taisus and Ksubis asks a question, and why doesn't a zava make a bracha on her sfira? Taisus and Ksubis asks. So Taisus answers, Shema, because she might be Saiser. You don't make a bracha.
Okay.
So the famous Shwa. So the Shwa says, Mikan, that it's only a problem of stira. But Be'etzim, there's a mitzvah sfira. Meaning there's a mitzvah min haTorah for her to actually count.
You know what the Nadav Yehuda says?
So the Nadav Yehuda says, I have mitzvahs, lo yisma mitzvahs. The Nadav Yehuda says he got carried away with the shlo. Okay. He wanted to add mitzvahs. So it seems that there's a major, major machloikis. It's actually, I think, a fair Ramban in Amor, Perek Chaf Gimel. Says you should know that Sfir Sa'imer is not like Sfir Zohar.
No, but that doesn't answer, but that does not answer the question here that we're having here of whether it's a Chiv Gomer. It could be an optional mitzvah,
like could be
an optional mitzvah.
But according to the Shlo,
even optional mitzvahs, you make a bracha on it. If you're engaging in it, like shechita, exactly.
Shechita, right.
Who says that she has to do it? The suffer l'shmis yamim. Maybe that's optional. That's sphere. It's an optional mitzvah.
What seems the difference with a korban? I mean, by Anita, she doesn't.
No. But then, the achar titru by Yom HaShmini. But who says she'll ever get to the Yom HaShmini?
Anita's a pnuya has tumas nida, right?
Correct.
We don't make a pnuya go to the mikvah.
Matter of fact, coin three version I'll have to write.
Right? So we don't say a pnuya has to go to the mikvah.
Although, Bisman, Tumen, Tara, she would go to the mikvah.
Yeah, that was only now,
That's only today. It's only today.
Sort of like the guy said, I'll stay away forever.
Why doesn't she make the bracha at the end, right before she goes to the mikvah?
What?
Right before she goes to the mikvah.
Make both bracha.
To make the bracha the counting, because now she's a what's
it? Because she already did the counting, right? That was first day, second day, third day. Tyson Suba says, why doesn't Zalva count every day, like Sursa Aymer, etc.? Tyson Suba asked that question. So he says, because Shema Tistor, it might be a stira. So the Shlomo is right from that. Taisus Mashma. Taisus doesn't say it's not a mitzvah. Taisus says it's a technical problem in the bracha. It is Mashma and Taisus that there's an underlying mitzvah to count.
Yeah.
Meaning not to keep track, but to do a Maisa Sfira, right?
Interesting.
Because if it's just to keep track and there's no Maisa Sfira, the question wouldn't start, right?
Okay, so does Taisus come out that she has to do the Sfira without a problem? Is that what Taisus comes out?
That's how the Shlomo interprets Taisus. Another Yehud doesn't like that interpretation. But what's Pashup Shah and Taisus? Taisus seems to take the mitzvah very seriously, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be a technical reason, Shemer Tista, right? Okay.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.